我们今天要读很多很多的圣经。
So today we have many passages to read from.
然后呢，我发现，我在 WCCC 今年买了一个，新旧约圣经原文编号逐字中译这么一本厚厚的书。
And so this year from WCCC, I brought, I purchased a book. It's a translation book that's.
新旧约圣经原文编。
Also, it's the it's a book containing the New and Old Testament original translation that's contained in that book.
所以我今天用了很多这个里面的，因为我发现它的翻译跟那个最靠近原文的，我们教会用的那个 NASB 的 version 很近，非常相似。
And the reason, and so I quoted a lot from that book, and the reason why that is because I discovered that in that translation it is the closest.To the NASB version of the Bible that we use.
NASB is 美国所有的版本英文版本里面最靠近原文的一个翻译。
So the NASB is the closest, is one of the translation that's the closest to the original language in the Bible.
我想我们真正要认识神的时候，当然喜欢越正确越好。
So I think when we want to really learn about God, of course we want to use the source that's closest to the original text.
所以我今天很多 PowerPoint 都是从那个原文这个逐字中译的那本圣经里面出来。
And so today a lot of the quotation I use in the PowerPoint are directly from that book, which is a direct translation, almost direct translation word by word.
那我们今天继续的时候，请大家真是能够用那个祷告的心。来到主的面前。
As we continue on today, may we truly use a prayerful heart before the Lord.
求他开我们的心，开我们的眼。
And pray that He shall open our hearts and eyes.
因为我们今天的题目是脱离败坏的辖制，进入神儿女自由的荣耀。
The topic for today is called "Set Free from the Slavery to Corruption into the Liberty of the Glory of the Children of God."
Yeah.那个我们和合版很多翻译不是那么准确，它和合版的翻译是自由的荣耀，进入荣耀，但是 actually 是进入神儿女荣耀的自由。
And so in the Chinese version, it's not quite exactly accurate.
和合版。This regular Chinese translation.
In the regular translation, it's not Chinese translation. It's not quite exact for it.Its meaning is called the enter into the liberty of the glory.
那个逐字中译那本的翻译就是这个，很正确，是进入那个自由最重要 liberty.
And so in the version I got in WCCC, it accurately translated for it emphasized the liberty part.The glory.
所以我们准备今天很多人我们要跟着一起念 PowerPoint 的圣经，因为我们请那个顾英把它打出来，全部都打出来，你们就看得比较清楚一点。
So there's going to be a lot of PowerPoint reading today because we have written all those quotations in the PowerPoint today.
Okay. 那么我发现神我们的天父给我们预备好了一个很了不得的灿烂的前途。
And so I've discovered that our Heavenly Father prepared for us this wonderful and gloriouspath for us to go.
Future. 所以刚才那个陈志玲在的时候也是讲到我们有一个什么一个 future. 那个原来意思也是说有一个 future, 这个 end, 最好的有将来有指望有一个将来。
And so just as the songs our sister Chandler led us in singing that we have this glorious future.That we can look up to.
我真是全心的盼望我自己、我的家，还有我们全教会属神的人啊，都可以早日进去，不但进去，而且早日进去，早早进去。
And it's with my true and sincere hope that every one of us, myself, my whole family, and everyone in church, that we could truly enter into there, and not only just enter into there, but also as soon as possible.、
不要我们半路的走迷了，也不要随流失去。
And so that I hope also that we do not get lost in the middle way or veer away.
更不要连知都不知道我们有这么伟大美好的盼望在我们的前面。
And I hope that we especially even though that that we, there is this wonderful and great hope waiting for us before us.
因为我知道很多人就想说，哦，我只要进得救，这个脚踏到天堂里面就够了。
Because I know there are so many people who always said that constantly say that, oh, as long as I'm saved, that I got one foot into heaven, I'm satisfied.
这个前途啊，神给我们前途，也可以叫做主的结局。
So this future that He prepared for us can also be called the end of the Lord.
你可以在雅各书5章11节发现这个字。
And you can see this passage in James 5:11, chapter 5:11.
就讲到这个是神要给我们的 future end, 就是我们的结局。
So this is the end that the Lord wants to give to us.
那么我们再看几处圣经，我们就更清楚。希伯来书2章6到8节。
So if we take read from the Bible, a few passages from the Bible, that'll make it especially clear. So let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 2, yeah. 6 to 8.
我想我们大家一起念，因为我是用了那个 NASB 跟中文的小字，它暂时比天使微小一点，这个就跟我们和合版那个大字不太一样，所以我们一起念这个。 PowerPoint.
And so let's read from the PowerPoint, where I grab a translation from the NASB, and also in the Chinese, it's the slower. It's the smaller. It's the smaller words.
我们一起念啊,
so read it together.
人算什么,
this man that you remember, or the son of man that you are concerned about, you have made him for a little while lower than angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor, and have appointed him over the works of your hand. You have put all things.
我们现在再念一遍英文啊。
So we'll read again from the English.
英文 NASB 就有暂时 for a little while 啊。
And so in the English version, there's it made very clear the words for a little while.
Okay.
So we'll read in English. What is man that you remember him, or the son of man that you are concerned about him? You have made him for a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor, and have appointed him over the works of your hands. You have put all things in subjection under his feet.
所以神最后要给我们的是荣耀尊贵是做冠冕，而且把他手所造的都派我们管理。
And so what God wants for us, waiting for us, is that He has crowned him with us with glory and honor, and appointed him over all sort of the works, appointed us over all the works of His hands.
而且叫万物都伏在我们的脚下，哇，这个。
And put all things in subjection under our feet.
今天我们一个小蚊子都管不了。
And today it seems that we can't even control a little mosquito flying around.
所以。 这个你看见，这是神为凡属他的人预备的一个前程，一个美景。
So this, from this you can see that this is what God had prepared, this wonderful future He had prepared for all of His people.
但是我们还有看见另外一面啊，以弗所书1章10节。
But we shall see the other side as well. So let's turn to this read from Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10.
这个是我们打出来，因为是那个逐字中译里面的，我想大家都没有啊，跟我们的。
And so the translation I have shown up in the PowerPoint is from the book that I got. I don't think anybody else has that version, the translation.
所以我们中文的请一起先念啊。
So Chinese first.
找日期满足的安排，天到了。
So English, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10. With a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth.
这一切所有的神给我们的结局只有在基督里才能够完成。
So all these things that God has given us can only be complete in Christ.
因为在基督之外的到了有一天就都就是怎么讲全部归于无有了。
So because everything outside of Jesus, there will come a time when it just becomes nothing.
那请这里注意，你看见那个诸天啊，这个中文翻译是诸天上的，就是 heavens.
So please pay attention. The words it says of the full. It says everything that's in the heavens.
Yeah, 这个就是那个逐字中你仔细的地方，它。 这个神神常常讲天国天国，有没有？我们那个和合版就是天国进了，对不对？但是真正的翻译是 Kingdom of the Heavens， 诸天之国进了，这不太完全不一样。
So that's why the point I just got, it's very accurate. For in the Chinese version, it's sometimes usually when talking about Kingdom of Heaven, it uses just Kingdom of Heaven, but in actuality, it's heavens.
因为有几层天啊。
Because there are three levels of heaven.
Yeah.所以我们在看罗马书八章十四节到三十节讲的，我们就更明白为什么前面引用的圣经有一个暂时这么一个词。
And so, especially if we add on to that, reading Romans chapter 8 from verse 14 to 30, then we will especially understand why the passage we read before mentions for a little while.
因为神这个大计划呢，它不但是只有在基督里才有。而且还是有个过程，就是意思就是说，暂时小一点，最后呢不小。
For in the grand plan of God that Jesus is Jesus is part of not only part of but there's also this process that goes through, and so he is only but for a little while where he is.
A little bit lower.
For a little while he becomes a little bit lower. Than the angels.
包括我们，因为他是以人子的身份来的。
Including us, for he came, Jesus came as the Son of Man.
所以我们如果看这个罗马八章十四节的话
，So if we look at Romans chapter 8 verse 14,
逐字翻译又是不一样了啊。
So again, you can spot the difference in the Chinese translation.
它有这个加了一个原来，然后一个这些啊。
So what the Chinese translation added is the which original thing, and then also these.
Okay, yeah. So we will read the Chinese translation. Read the
Chinese translation.
原来这些都是神的儿子。
In English, it reads, "All who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God."
我们念下面一节。罗马八章十七节。
And next we'll skip to verse 17 in chapter 8.
我们也一起读。既是儿女，
verse 17 reads, "And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ.If indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him."
所以你看见啊，这个暂时好像跟这个我们一同受苦有关系。
And so from this you can see that this for a little while seems has all to do with the suffering together.
因为这里很清楚地说哈，我们必须先和他一同受苦，那么才能和他一同得荣耀。
For it's clearly stated here, it says that we need to suffer with him. This comes first.And then we may also be glorified with him, which comes after.
那个罗马八章十九到二十三节。
And in Romans chapter 8, verse 19 to 23.
我们也是可以大家一起读这个 PowerPoint.
And again, we can read from the PowerPoint.
因为它有些也是不太一样的啊。
And again, because there are some differences in the different Chinese translations.
因为它有进入神那些儿女。它是特别指出那些儿女。
We're including the passage where it emphasizes that to enter into God those children.
然后是等候得着儿子的名分，是说被立为儿子，这就是 sonship 的英文意思。
And then also in English, there, it talks about to establish into the sonship, waiting for sonship.
Okay, 我们请中文一起先读这个这一段圣经啊，预备起。
Chinese first.
受造之物。或被立为儿子，就是我们身体的得赦。
Romans chapter 8, verse 19 to 23, let's read together. For the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the Son of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of Him who subjected it, in hopes that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the liberty of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now. And not only this, but also we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for adoption as sons and redemption of our body.
Okay. 所以你看见啊, 这个全部的过程, 一定是始于我们在主里又重生, 对不对?
So as you can see, this whole entire process all started from us, the resurrection in our Lord.
不是，我们在主里有重生, 就是 being born by the Lord.
Oh, it started before because we're born in our Lord.
而且还要逐渐的长大.
And also we shall mature over time.
直到得着儿子的名分.
Until we have to receive our sonship.
那就是说，如果你看约翰一二三书吧, 它里面就有讲小子, 少年还是青年们, 然后父老. 就是儿子名字就是在父老的阶段, okay.
And so if you read from John chapter 1, 2, 3, it talks about how we started as a child and teens and then into the become a young man and then old man and fathers and elderly. And it's the elderly at that stage, the fathers, is when we receive our sonship.
所以你就看见我们这个过程就是在暂时，所以有这个暂时这两个字啊。 暂时的情况里面，我们就开始慢慢的进到神儿子的荣耀。
And so you can see that from this process that we in the beginning it was this is temporary. We stay in that starting stage, but then eventually we enter into the sonship.
Yeah, glory of the Son.
Enter into the slowly we enter into the glory of the Son.
而且呢，不但这样，而且我们得产业。
And not only that, but we also receive inheritance.
而且还有一个与主同掌王权。
And also to rule with our Lord.
你如果去看那个诗篇第二篇，里面讲的很清楚。
And if you look at Psalm chapter 2, it makes it very clear there.
因为那次是指的主耶稣，神说他今天做他的儿子，这就是他复活的事。
And so there, because in there he says that, referring to when our Lord is resurrected, that he shall become the king.
Okay. Okay.
And only then can all of the creation can be liberated from the corruption, the control of corruption. Because before then, all the creation are just waiting for that moment.
Yeah. 然后他们脱离半坏辖制，就逐渐也开始能够享受神那些儿女荣耀的自由了。
And then only after that, then can they enjoy the liberty of the glory.
Yeah, of those sons of God, huh?
And so we have to go through this very long journey, this process, before we can finally taste the wonderful future that God had prepared for us.
Because we are still
So, because while we're still in our physical bodies, we can only but taste, but we can have a taste of it.
Or
like we just have mentioned that in Psalm Psalm chapter two, it says that God has said him that you are my son. Today I've begun you.
Yeah. 这个神的长子，他就是神的长子啊！你如果在希伯来一章五节，你就看见就是我们的主耶稣了。And
so in there, there's referred to the firstborn, and that's our Lord Jesus. So if you see from Hebrews chapter 1 verse 4, it says, "You are my son. Today I've begun you."
他呢，来呢是不是以神子的身份来？ 他是以什么人子的身份来，是不是？
And he came not in as the son of God, but rather the son of man.
刚才我们也讲过，因为他要带进这个诸天之国。
For we just mentioned that he shall bring forth the kingdom of the heavens.
这一个国度是主耶稣进来要带进来的。
And that is the kingdom that Lord Jesus shall bring forth.
你如果看但以理书啊。
And if you look at Daniel,
这个尼布加尼撒不是做了一个梦吗？他梦到一个大人，金头银的胸部跟膀臂，然后金银铜铁，然后半铁半银的脚嘛，是吧？
And if you remember in Daniel, the king had a dream of this giant with a golden head, silver middle body, torso, and bronze legs. And then with his feet, half mud and half metal.
Iron.
Half mud, half iron.
那后来，但以理跟他解释的时候，这个金头就是代表那个尼布加尼撒，这个王国是这么美丽哈，这么伟大。
And so Daniel interpreted the dreams for the king, saying that the golden head represent King Nebuchadnezzar, for he brought forth this wonderful kingdom.
但是他这个梦啊。是被一块非人手凿出来的一个石头给扎在脚上，它整个就不见了。
But in the dream, there comes this rock that's not made by man, flying out of nowhere and struck the feet of this giant, and then all of a sudden the whole giant collapsed.
对，然后你又看见这些金银铜铁，就是代表各种大的国度嘛，哈。
And so from this you can see the gold, the silver, the iron, and all these represent the different mighty kingdoms and countries.
但是你看这块石头最后变成一座大山，充满天下。
And yet you see that this rock later then become this great mountain filling the entire world.
这个是什么？这个就是这个 kingdom of the heavens.
And so that represents the kingdom of the heavens.
啊，所以我们讲啊。耶稣就是要带进这一个 kingdom of the heavens, 诸天之国。
And so that's why we say that Lord Jesus, he is the one who shall bring forth this kingdom of the heavens.
那神为什么要耶稣以人子的身份来？
But why did God want Jesus to come as the Son of Man?
我想我今天讲的有点 hard to listen, 不是很容易听，但是你愿意接受的话，我们就可以进入这个美好的结局啊。
And so maybe today the topic that I'm sharing is a little bit hard to understand, but if you're willing to accept this, then you too can enter into this wonderful future.
因为神定义要凡属他的人，经过像耶稣为人子是同样的成长过程，才得到儿子的名分。
But the Lord has wanted that all those who belongs to His Son Jesus shall go through that same mature the journey to maturity as His Son did.
Yeah.然后才能够进入荣耀，而且跟他一同同掌王权。
And only then can you enter into glory and also rule with him.
而且啊，管理一切他所造的万事万物万有。
And to rule over all of his creation.
我发现我才开始知道这么一点点啊。
I discovered that only, but starting to understand just a little tiny bit.
对这个神给我们定规好的前途，这个真的是大到没有办法想象的。
In on the matter of this great and wonderful future that our Lord has prepared for us, that it is so vast that we just can't imagine it, completely fathom it.
我想我今天能分享的也就是碰到这个边边而已。
So I think that today that all I can share is just but this little tiny bit tiny bit of this.
好，我们现在就讲到神的这个整个计划。
And so now we come to talk about God's grand plan.
我们知道圣经是什么，旧约、新约，是不是？
So as we know that the Bible is made of Old Testament and New Testament.
我们很幸福，我们活在新约的时候。
And so luckily we live in the time of New Testament.
那新约跟旧约有什么不同呢？
So what's the difference between the Old and the New Testament?
旧约是以这个摩西在带领大概两百万到两百万250万以色列人出埃及后不久，那个神在西乃山上为他们写在两块石板上的十条诫命为基础做的。
And so in the Old Testament, its foundation is based upon the time when Moses led about 2 to 2.5 million Israelites out of Egypt. And on Mount Sinai, God had given them this ten commandments on the two stone tablets.
而且除了这个神在那个时候提到, 神也提到了有好几章啊, 提到了一些律例典章。
And at that time, God mentioned several places before as well, these laws, statutes and commandments.
然后后来的人呢,
and then people that came after also added a lot of different rules as well.
最后这个旧约的律法啊, 按照希伯来人他们的传统, 就是一共有613条。
And this all adds up until in the end, according to the Hebrew tradition, it adds up to 613 laws.
所以你会发现基本上它的原则,旧约的原则是什么? 你当做这个,你不当做那个, 就是这样,
the basic principle in the Old Testament it always began like, you shall do this, and then followed by you shall not do this.
所以圣经叫这个叫律法,
and so the Bible calls these the laws.
那旧约时代人自从有了十诫以后,这些就慢慢就以守律法为主了。
And so the people from the Old Testament time, ever since they started having the Ten Commandments, they view the obeying and keeping to these commandments as the principle.
但是我们今天知道那个守律法啊,是这个不可或缺过程的一部分。
But today, we know that keeping to the laws is a vital part of the process.
Okay, yeah. 因为加拉太书三章就讲得很清楚了。
For in Galatians chapter 3, they made it very clear.
因为神叫众人被看守在律法之下, 正如将孩子交在训蒙的师父手下一样, 一直到新约时代的来临。
For it says that, For Galatians says that God allowed everyone to be under the laws just as the child are turned over to their tutors to be taught
until
the coming of the New Testament time.
那我们外邦人呢?
So as Gentiles,
我们就追溯到神给亚伯拉罕的应许，万国都必因你得福这个应许。And
we follow God's promise to Abraham, where in which He says that all the nations shall be blessed because of you.
凡是我们是以信为本嘛哈，都和因信被称为义的亚伯拉罕一同得福。For
we are people of we're blessed because of faith, because of a belief, because of faith, and so because of that, we are also blessed in the same way as Abraham, who is called the father of faith. We're blessed just in the same way as he is.
虽然创世纪的人物都好像在旧约里，但是他们其实是不是在律法的底下。 他们是因信称义的，他们是跟我们一样。So
even though, for example, Abraham, so these they live in the time of the Old Testament, but then they are not under the law. They are called righteous. They're just justified by faith.
但是今天我们虽然有圣灵进到我们的心里，但是常常心中愿意的呢，我们肉体行不出来，我们的 flesh。
And but today, so even though we have the Holy Spirit within our hearts, but oftentimes, even though we have the desire in our hearts, but yet our flesh cannot live out those actions.
我不太清楚，因为我是从小生长在基督教家庭，有的人告诉我，他们不是基督教家庭的，有的人告诉我。
So I've been told by, so because I grew up in a Christian family, but I've been told by others who did not grow up in a Christian family that
他们说他们接受主以后, 生命有一段不同, 然后慢慢又变得跟老师一样。
And so they told me that initially, right after they accepted Christ, that their life had changed, but then over time, it seems like their life had gone back to the old ways.
Yeah. 因为我们不知不觉里面仍然是靠着我们的肉体来成全我们自己想做的，对不对？
For over time, unknowingly, we start to count on more and more back to our old life, our old way, our old self, on dealing with things.
Yeah. 我们用自己靠着肉体来成全我们要做的事情。
And then you rely on our old flesh, to complete the, to do things that we need to be done.
我们忘了到底是谁在做主。
And we forgot who is supposed to be the Lord.
是谁在活啊？
And we forgot who is supposed to be the one that's living.
所以我们虽然看起来做了很多基督徒应该做的事啊。
And so even though in the outwardly, it may seem that we have done a lot of things that a good Christian is supposed to do.
但其实还照就是我要做这个我不要做那个啊一样的。
But yet we are still under the guidance of we shall do this or we shall not do this.
我们并没有寻求而且依靠主听从主的吩咐与他同行同工。
And we didn't seek him out, obey him, and depend on him, walk with him, and to work with him.
所以你看，我们应该怎么样？应该寻求，而且依靠主，而且听从主的吩咐，跟他同行同工，这个才是新约的生活。
And so the true life in the New Testament should be that we shall seek him, obey him, and depend on him, and walk with him and work with him.
但是我们常常啊，这个成长的过程里面，我们自己仍然在做主。
But yet, in our path to maturity, we are still allowing ourselves to be the Lord.
我们没有让基督成型在我们的心里。
And we didn't allow God to we didn't allow Christ to form in us.
但是你知道主耶稣他来地上他是怎么走的？他这个人子是怎么走的？
But do you know how our Lord Jesus walked on earth as the Son of Man?
天父叫他做什么，他就做什么，是吧
？Whatever the Heavenly Father commanded him to do, he does it.
甚至他不愿意的，你知道，在克西马尼园，他不是说，如果这个杯可以 pass 我就让他过去吧？但是什么，你的旨意成就。
Even things that he did not want to do. Remember for how in the Garden of Gethsemane, how he prayed that, if it's possible.May this third cup pass me by, but however, not my will, but thine. 嗯，
这个神所要的这个新造的人，就是在主耶稣里这个新造的人。
And so what God wanted is this new creation that's in Christ.
是一个靠圣灵得生，我们靠圣灵得生。
And it's someone who lived by the Spirit.
但是我们也要靠圣灵行事。
Yeah, we shall also walk.By the Spirit.
我们常常是靠肉体行事。
So oftentimes we rely on our fleshly body.
这个路走的有点偏差，有点流失掉了。
And so that is why sometimes the path that we walk is not the straight path. Sometimes we veer off the path.
Yeah. 而且很早在耶利米的时代，耶利米书31章31到34节，耶和华就预告了这个新约了。
And so from an early time back in the book of Jeremiah in chapter 31, God had already foretold the new covenant.
天父跟我先念这个三十一节，日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。
And so in verse 31 says, Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
不像我拉着他们祖宗的手，领他们出埃及地的时候，与他们所立的约。
Not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand and bring them out of the land of Egypt.
我们下面两节，我们大家一起念啊。
And we'll read the following two verses.
Okay. 那些日子以后，以色列家所立的约。
Okay, so
英文有两个 part one.
So the English piece we alone will read from verse 33 to 34. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people.They will not teach again each man his neighbor and each man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and their sin, I will remember no more.
所以你看见啊，这个话在我们在希伯来书八章八到十二节又讲一次。
So this passage we can see that from Hebrews chapter 8 verse 8, he repeated it again.
然后希伯来书的十章十六十七节又重复了一些。
And again in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 16 to 17, he repeated them again.
那你就看见神为什么要另立新约啊。
So you can see why God shall establish the new covenant.
因为你就发现原来这个前约就是这个旧约只是这个过程的一部分而不是神全面的计划
because from this you can tell because the Old Testament is but a part of God's plan it's not his complete plan
所以在希伯来书八章七节讲如果这个旧约是独立存在的话那什么旧约有瑕疵
for it says in Hebrews chapter 8Verse 7, it says that if the law exists by itself, then there is a flaw to it.
因为我们刚刚读过的经节，我们知道律法的运作是什么？是从外面来的。
For the in the passage we just read, we understand that the way that the law works is that it comes from the outside in.
是人拉神拉着人的手，从外面来的。
It's God who took man by the hand and led him.
但是新约神怎么做呢？
But how does God work in the New Testament time?
是神在人的心里面，神自己在人的心里面运作着。
And so in the New Testament, the way it works is that God works within man, and He put Himself into a man's heart.
所以他说，从最小的到至大的都要认识我，都必认识我。
And so that's why He said, from the least to the greatest, they will know Him. They shall know Him.
哎，这个知道不是这个。知识上的知道，而是 personal 的知道，是个人的有交往的知道。
So this know is not just a head knowledge, but rather it's a true relationship that you have that you know him from this relationship.
所以在神这个完满的全部的大计划里面。
So in God's grand and complete plan.
这个凡只要是重生的人，可以生长到基督里与他合一。同心同行的这个身量
and so all those who believe in him can be one with Christ and to have one heart and to have same, one work and there's no longer any blemishes
我们心里愿意的话就是要重生先啊，然后从重生然后才开始
so those who are willing for us who are willing then we start with having a resurrected life
We started reborn. 然后我们可以跟他慢慢就合一了，同心同行。
And slowly, then we can become one with him to have the same heart and same
mind. 所以你看见旧约在前，新约在后，这个新约还有没有瑕疵？没有瑕疵。
So that's why you can see the Old Testament is in the beginning, and then comes the New Testament. And is there any just saying there are no blemishes in the New Testament?
Okay. 所以。我们这个旧约时代所代表的只是一个神工作过程的一部分
and so from this we see that what the Old Testament time represents is but a process of a passing of God's work
但是我以前说过就是我们的经历你会发现像那个俄国娃娃那个好几层就打开来外面是一个样子打开来里面一层又是一个样子再打开来又是一个样子啊。
So I think in the past I'll share with you howOur walk, our path, God's principle is like these Russian dolls where you take off one layer, there's another one, and another one, and it just keep on going.
Yeah, it's 都是一样的原则
And so it's the same principle.
所以我们如果站远一点看，把这个过程缩小一个层面的话
And so if we stand back a little bit and kind of see this process as a whole.
就跟新约时代我们生命生长的情形一样了。
And it's just like in the same way how our life grows and matures in this New Testament time.
因为加拉太三章就讲得很清楚了。
For in the Galatians chapter 3, it clearly says this.
他让神让众人被看守在律法之下，正如将孩子交在训蒙的师傅手下，一直到真信心显明出来。
And how he allows the people to be under the law as how we turn over a child to a tutor until the true faith has matured.
或者说，直到在基督里，因为信心才得救。
Or in other words, in Christ until saved by faith.
Okay, 所以我们来看看这个信心是什么哈。
So let's take a look at what this faith is.
加拉太书三章二十四到二十六节。
So take a look at Galatians chapter 3, verse 24 to 26.
这个因为我们可以照那个和合本，所以我们大家能不能翻到和合本哈
？So let's turn to your Bible.
中文圣经加拉太书三章二十四到二十六节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse.
24, sorry, 24 verse 26. 我们从此就不在师父的手下了，所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
So verse 24 to 26, therefore the law has become our tutor to lead us to Christ, so that we may be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
这个我们先注意一下，这个信啊。
So let's take a look at this in detail. So first of all, this faith.
在这个原文编号里面是4102号。
So in the subnotes, it has a number. It's with 4102.
我们注意一下，等一下我们再讲啊。所以你看见它这里都是因信称义，因信得救，因信基督，都是这个。
So we'll go back to this appendices a little bit later, but however, pay attention to how faith is being used in all these passages. So it starts with faith. It's the same word.
我们今天因为信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
So today we all have faith in Lord Jesus, and so we are all children of God.
应该是
sons of God.
但是我们在孩童期呢，仍旧跟奴仆没有分别，因为我们不明白如何随从圣灵的引导。
But yet, as a child, we are no different than a slave, for we still do not know how to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们刚才读过罗马八章十四节说，只有被神的灵引导的才是儿子。
For as we just read in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, that only those who are led by God are led by the Spirit are the true sons.
所以我们基本上在孩童时期还是在律法和师父管家的手下。
And so that's why while we're under the guidance of the tutors, we are still led by the law.
Yeah. 基本上我们发现我们这个生长的阶段有一部分人生是应该做这个不该做这个啊，我们是靠肉体活，靠肉体侍奉。
And so basically, if we are still thinking of, oh, we should do this or we shouldn't do this, then we are relying upon our fleshly body to live and to serve with our fleshly body.
我们这个样子聚会又听到这样过了一些日子哈，一直到有一天在很困难的四面包围之中，我们不得不切切寻求神的时候。
And so we continue on in this way until one day when we are surrounded by difficulties and we have no other way but to pray for God's help.
然后神开了口，使我们能够听到他活的话语。
And then God opened his mouth so that we can hear his living word.
那个才真正成为我们的信心，4102，这个才是真正信心。
And that.Only then becomes our true faith, and that word is the reference code 4102.
这是我刚才我们早先提到，这个才是有功效的信心。
And so that is a faith that has a working or effective faith.
因为你看这个四一零二，就是一个 rhema， 它那个活的话就是 rhema， 因为。我们讲神的话有两个字，一个是 logos， 一个是 rhema， 这个是活的话。
So And when we talk about the word of God, there are two, in the original text, there are two words, logos and rhema. So rhema refers to the living word. So that's what's being used here. Okay.
如果神有开口跟我们说话, 我们有这个话, 我们这个真实的属灵生命才能够因此长大。
And only when God speaks to us with the living word, then our spiritual life can grow and mature.
以前都是那个flesh, 你虽然是看人家看你很好基督徒, 可是都是你的肉体的基督徒。
Because before then, what other people perceive, they may think that, oh, you're such a good Christian, but that is your flesh that's living.
但是我们 真正开始真的属灵生命真正长大是从这个信4102这个信开始。
However, the true point at which our spiritual life starts to mature starts with when we have that faith, rhema.
这样子一次又一次，一次又一次啊，一直长到成熟儿子的身量。
And then so we go through this again and again and again until we have the full stature of sonship.
这个就是从小子长到年轻人，我忘了跟人家讲什么，因为是young man，然后到father，就是才终于长到father。And
so this is what we talked about before, how you go from a young man until into adulthood and then become father, and that's the time when you have this become son.
所以那个逐字中义这个太好了，比我们这个和合版的这一节翻译的最棒了。
And that's why I think it's great that the book that I got, those word by word translation that the book I just got is so accurate.
罗马10章17节。
So in Romans chapter 10, verse 17.
他说，那个我们和合版是信道来自听道，听道对不对？为什么信道听道的？好像你在信道或者听道，但是实际上。 原文是说信，4102这个信心是来自听，而听是出自基督的话，就是活的话。And
so Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. And so that's exactly how it was translated in the word by word translation.
这个逐字翻译真好，可见那信是来自听。 听出于基督的话，不是信道听道，这个好像很confusing。So
there you can see that relationship is that the faith comes from hearing, and then the hearing is by the word of Christ.
你听到听得再多，你如果不是真正听到神的话，没有用。
So if you just only sitting there listening to message, but if you do not hear the word of God, you could sit there and listen all day, and it'll be useless.
如果我们不听到神活的话 ，living word的话。
And if we are not able to hear God's living word speak to us, then it does not help in our spiritual growth.
因为神活的话语是我们真正新约生命生活的来源。
For the God's living word, that is the true origin of our life in the New Testament.
Life and living.
Life and living.
我们如果真的是活在新约里面的话呢，我们的生命生活一定会有改变的。And
if we are truly to live in the New Testament time, then our life and the way that we live is surely to have a change.
你会看见慢慢就活出耶稣的性情来。And
you can discover that slowly you live out this attitude, this characteristic of this personality of Christ.
那个加拉太5章22-23节讲爱。 喜乐和平
And so Galatians chapter 5 verse 22-23 mentions this that there is love, joy, peace,
忍耐恩慈良善,
patience, kindness, goodness,
信实温柔自制,
faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
节制有时候我觉得自制比较对我来讲比较看得懂一点。 但是如果我们还活在肉体中呢，我们就停留在孩童的阶段。
But if we are still living in our fleshly body, then we are staying at we are continuing to only dwell in the stage of a child.
而且这个生命生活慢慢就会逐渐陷入各种的不义之中，因为这个就是一个过，就是一个趋势嘛。And
then this, and also in addition, our life and the way how we live, so will slowly enter into all kinds of unrighteousness. Yeah. Because that's just how things are.
好比说罗马书也讲了很多，好比论断不悔改。
And then, for example, in Book of Romans, it mentions a lot court.
Judging people.
And the Bible says how you, people, we start to judge people.
不悔改,
and do not repent.
而且寻求满足自己的野心,
and to seek to satisfy our own ambitions without any kind of balance.
你看见我们周围的人很常常，我们即使我们以前也是这样，我们就喜欢哦讨好人，人要这样，人要那样，我们不看圣经神要怎么样啊，我们就是去讨好人。And
so if you look at people around us, or even think about back to how you originally started, that we seek man's approval and not mindful of what how the Bible wants us to behave.
甚至一直沦陷到奸淫污秽邪荡。
And all the way and fall into so all the way how we have all the way fall into deeds of the flesh. Which immorality, impurity, sensuality,
拜偶像, 邪术, 仇恨,
idolatry, sorcery, enmities,
真敬, 忌恨, 恼怒,
strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger,
结党, 纷争, 异端,
disputes, dissensions, factions,
嫉妒, 凶杀, 醉酒, 荒宴, 这一类的事情, 慢慢就, 越来越低,
envying, drunkenness, carousing, and all these things alike, it's starting, these things start to come out. So if we do not grow, so in our beginning years, you wouldn't see any difference between these two lives.
但是经过一段时间呢，这两种生命不同的地方就一定会明显，越来越明显。But over time,
then the differences between these two lives will become more evident.
And
so I pray that the children of God, that none of us, not one of us, will go go astray.
就要像那个希伯来书六章十二节讲，凭信心，这个信心就是四一零二啊，直接从神的话来，凭信心和忍耐承受应许。
And so instead, I hope that we can be just like in Hebrews chapter 6, 11, 12, in which it says, through faith, so this is the same word of, as the reference code, and patience inherited the promises.
而且像希伯来三章六节讲，将可夸的盼望，还要胆量坚持到底，因为要有胆子。And
also in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6, it says, hold fast on to the, hold fast with confidence and the boast of our hope firm in until the end.
那个神说才是他的家,
and only then that, God says, is his house.
我们如果是希望走在这条进荣耀、进自由、与主同心同行的道路上的话,
and if we are to hope to walk in this if we hope to walk this path of glory into freedom and into having the same heart and path as our Lord,
那除了我们要诚心实意接受耶稣做我们的救主、我们的王以外,
and in addition to completely and wholeheartedly accepting Christ as your Savior and your King,
每一天每一件事情，每一天跟每一件事情，都我觉得有最三个最基本的祷告。
Then every day and on every matter, we have to have at least these three basic prayers.
第一个祷告，每天早上起来，把我们自己全人献给主，当作活祭。
And the first thing is that every morning when we wake up, we offer ourselves completely to the Lord as living sacrifice.
宣告自己已经与主同钉十架，如今今天活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。And
proclaiming that yourself and our Lord have already been nailed to the cross, and so today the one who lives is no longer myself, but but Christ in me who is living.
第二点就是奉主耶稣基督的圣名斥责捆绑。 在自己有关的范围里面，一切出于仁义、世界和仇敌的，就是一切不出于主的，都奉主的名斥责捆绑。
And then secondly is to pray that in Jesus' name to bind and resist all those that are everything that's within your circle, that is everything that's from your sphere, all things that are from other people and then from the enemy in the world.
Anything that's not from the Lord. And 第三个祷告.
And then the third prayer.
在自己有关的这个范围里面，奉主耶稣基督的圣名宣告主的旨意成就，只有主的旨意成就，在地上，如同在天上。
And thirdly is that within your sphere, to pray that in the Lord's name that all the things are done according to His will, you know, on earth as it is in heaven.
这个才是基督是我们王的真正的意思。
So only then that is the true meaning of Christ being the king in our lives. So, not my will, but God's will.
其实这是最好的祷告，因为我们人能够看多远，我们下一分钟怎么回事，我们都不知道，对不对？
So this is actually the best kind of prayer for, as man, we can't see that far. We don't even know what's about to happen the next minute.
所以神最知道，而且神最爱我们，他替我们死了，他还不把最好的给我们。
But God knows what's going on, and He will always give us the best. For He even died for us, so wouldn't He give us the best?
所以，不但天天要有这个最基本的祷告，培养每个事情也要有这个祷告的。So
not only should we have this prayer each and every day, but on everything that we encounter, we shall also have this prayer.
然后我们在每一天的生活里面，常常跟他讲话。
And then in our daily lives, have to commune with Him often.
他很喜欢我们跟他讲话，他很喜欢跟我们交通。He
very enjoys.
我们是他的家。
He very enjoys communing with us, talking with us, for we are His house.
你想，如果你的儿子女儿整天都不跟你讲话，你高不高兴？
Well, just imagine if your own sons and daughters wouldn't talk to you every day, would you be happy?
所以我们跟主讲话，主心里很喜乐。
So that's why when we talk to our Lord, His heart is full of joy.
然后我们发现自己有什么错，赶快悔改。
And also, if we discover that we have any sins, repent immediately.
而且我们心里面有什么感动，有什么想法，我们要先带到主的面前去求问，你也不知道是出于我还是出于主啊。
And also, if you have any thoughts in your heart, immediately bring it before the Lord, for you don't know if it's coming from you or coming from the Lord.
然后像那个哥罗西书3:15节讲，要让基督的平安在我们心里作主。
And also like in Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart.
心里不平安是绝对不要去做。
And it's something that does not bring you peace in your heart, then don't do it.
但是有的时候有超然的事情发生的时候呢。
But then there are things when there are these supernatural things that happen.
你知道仇敌也会做超然的事情。
Do know that our enemy also knows how to do things that are supernatural.
所以碰到这些事情呢，你就要放手，这个事情完全把它忘记，交给主。If
you encounter such events, you need to completely let it go and turn it over to God's hands.
你绝对不能立刻完全的照单接受。哦，这个是 supernatural 超自然，哦，一定是从主来的。So
you absolutely cannot accept. These supernatural events immediately thinking, oh, this is supernatural, so this must be coming from God.
然后我们照样去到主的面前先求问啊，一面放手的时候一面求问。
And then on the one hand we let go, but and then on the other hand then we ask God.
你如果是出于主的话呢，他会多次多方，你 let go 以后，你想都不要去想他以后，他多次多方又会印证来的。
And because if it's truly coming from God, when you let go, after you let go, you will be reminded of it again and again. You'll be given confirmation. You're given confirmation of it again and again.
如果不是出于主的话呢，因为我们已经通通把它忘记了，根本想都不要想，他要脑筋要想的时候，我们就拒绝想，想别的事情。这样子，如果不是出于主的话，你就会发现这个就慢慢消失了。
And then if we put it out of our minds and if it is not coming from the Lord, then because we have put it out of our mind, then over time it will slowly just fade out.
I'm afraid 我就讲很多人这个年头会走错，因为很多灵运动，他们就是没有去查验，一有超自然事情啊，就以为这是主的，这就很危险。
So in this day and age, many people are misled because they due to, for example, the whole spiritual movement, because whenever they see something supernatural, then they'll immediately accept it as coming from the Lord and without even much thought.
他们那个里面有真的，但是很多也是从仇敌来的捣蛋。
So indeed, there oftentimes there are signs that are coming from God, but then also intermixed with those, there are also signs coming from the enemy.
无论如何，我们每一天，天天世世，我们要跟着良心。直觉和主的启示的话，跟着神走。
Regardless, but every day we shall follow the Lord with our own conscience and heart, intuition, and His living word, and follow Him that way.
这是我们神给我们灵的一个三个 function.
So these are the three functions that our God had given our spirit.
但是神不让我们做一个完全被动的人哦，他要我们跟他合作的。
However, God doesn't want us to be just a passive person. He wants us to co-work with Him.
但是我们不能超前，但是我们也不能落后。
We don't go before Him, but yet we also do not lag behind.
这样子我们天天试试这样走的话，你的生命一定是日长夜大。
And so if we do this, then our life will grow day by day.
我发现啊，所有的人基本上每个人都有每个人的困难，是不是
？Well, I discovered that basically every one of us, sometimes we have our own challenges and difficulties.
这些困难，我发现这个就是天父用来带我们入荣耀的自由和得永远产业的一个路径。
And we discovered that these difficulties and challenges are actually the tools and the pathways that our Heavenly Father uses to lead us into glory, into liberty, and into the eternal inheritance.
我发现最好的，我们是最好的。为什么？我们跟着他走啊，绝对不会白吃苦头。
And I think we're the best position because as long as we follow him, we will definitely not be shortchanged.
We won't suffer for nothing. 在希伯来书里面常常在神要我们得到荣耀尊贵权柄这些字的附近啊，你就发现受苦，你去看好了，差不多都连在一起啊。
So in book of Hebrews, oftentimes you discover whenever God says that he wants us to receive glory, power and authority, but near those, somewhere near close by those words, that you'll also find suffering and things of that nature.
所以我感觉今天的先人不是很容易被接受的先人，但是求主帮助我们。
So that's why I think that today's sharing is not very, very easily accepted because of exactly this. But however, whether you're willing to accept the blessings, the suffering will come.
这一类的话语，这种说法是从主自己身上就开始了。
So these kind of words and phrases, it starts with the Lord himself.
耶稣不但为我们立下了受苦的榜样，他的苦难也保证了我们的美好结局。
So not only did Jesus establish this wonderful example of suffering, but his suffering also guaranteed our wonderful ending.
下面我们两个念好了，节省一点时间。
So to save time, we'll read from the following passages.
希伯来书二章九到十节。
So Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9 to 10.
耶稣因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全。
So Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9 to 10. Jesus, because of suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone.
然后二章十八节。
And Hebrews chapter 2 verse 18.
他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
For since he himself was tempted in that which he was suffered, he is able to come to the aid of those who are tempted.
下面这个很重要，希伯来书五章八到九节。
And secondly, this is very important. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 8 through 9.
他虽然为儿子，讲到主耶稣，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。 他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人生的永远得救的尊严。
So in talking about Lord Jesus, he says, although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered, and having been made perfect, he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation.
所以你发现，神给我们经过苦难，我们要怎么样顺从？
So you discover that when dear God lead us through suffering, what we should do is to obey.
神绝对有目的的。
For He has a purpose for leading us through this.
还有十二章二节希伯来。
And then also Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2.
仰望那位信，这个信又是四一零二的那个信啊，就是 Living Word 来的信的创始者与成终者耶稣。我这个是逐字翻译的啊，逐字翻译。他因摆在他前面的喜乐忍受十字架轻看羞辱便坐在神宝座的右边。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith. So again, this is that word that we've been talking about, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
然后十三章十二和十三节也是逐字中译的。
And then again, chapter 13, verse 12 through 13.
所以耶稣要用自己的血叫百姓成圣，也在那城门外受苦。这样，我们当出到营外，到他那里去，忍受他所受的凌辱。
Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people through his own blood, suffered outside the gate. So let us go out to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach.
主耶稣是非常爱我们的。
So Lord Jesus loved us so much.
他为了要成就我们完全的救赎，他必须经过这些苦楚。
So in order to complete our complete salvation, fulfill our salvation, that he had to go through the suffering.
但是对我们来讲呢，神也有鼓励我们的话。
But how to us, God has also words of encouragement.
我们可以大家一起读希伯来书，因为这个很重要。希伯来书十二章五到八节。
So let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5 to 8. So this is very important. So let's all turn to that page.
希伯来书十二章五到八节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5 through 8.
我们从那个那劝你们的开始啊。我们从那个你们又忘了不要读了啊，我们从正面读起。OK， 请。那劝你们如同劝儿子的话说：“我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。”你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子，焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是众子所共受的，你们若不受管教，就是私子，不是儿子了。
So chapter 12 verse 5 through 8, we start reading from my son. So my son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor the faint when you are reproved by him.For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you endure. God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? But if you are without discipline, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate children and not sons.
然后希伯来书十二章十到一十一节。
And then verse 10 through 11 in chapter 12 again.
这个我们从唯有那个地方开始念啊，下一半唯有万能的父开始念。
And we could read from but he disciplined.
Okay, all right, go. 唯有万能的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦。后来却为那经验过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
But he disciplines us for our own good, so that we may share his holiness. All discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful, but sorrowful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterwards it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness.
我可以跟你保证，你如果经过神的这个 training 啊，就是一些困难的。
I can give you this guarantee that if you have gone through God's training, or rather, in other words, gone through these sufferings,
当神慢慢让你看见他要你看见的东西的时候，你会觉得这件催你这个苦头对你来说是你这辈子最好的事，最好发生在你身上最好的事，
因为
太值得了。
And then when you see what he wanted you to see, then you realize that the suffering, the training that you've gone through are the best that you ever receive in your life, for it's just so wonderful.
这我可以给你保证。
So that's a guarantee I can make to you.
那加拉太书三章三和四节问我们在新约时代的人有一个问题。
And so Galatians chapter 3 verse 3-4 asks us, those of us who are in New Testament time, just one question.
这个也是逐字中译上面的。
This is also from the Word for Word Translation Bible I got.
这个非常好，我们一起念哈。
So let's read it together.
一面念一面问问我们自己。
And so as you read this, ask yourself.
你们以灵开始，如今要以肉身成全，你们是这样的无知吗？你们受苦如此之多，是徒然的吗？难道果真是徒然的吗？
Are you so foolish? Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? Did you suffer so many things in vain? If indeed it was in vain.
所以你在这里其实也看得很清楚，他在这里明明白白地讲出每一个神许可的苦难都有他的目的，是
不是？ So this clearly spells out that every single suffering that you've gone through that God approves, there is a purpose.
它是神给我们一个学习的机会。
It is an opportunity that God gives to us to learn.
我们不学的话就变成什么？无知。
And if we do not learn from it, then we become ignorant.
而且受苦如此之多就变成徒然，白吃苦。
And in addition to that, then we have suffered in vain.
对，我希望我们中间没有一个无知的人啊。
And so I hope that none of us here are ignorant.
所以你看，启示录也讲同样的原则 ，actually.
And so you can actually see the same principle in Revelation.
你看它有七个印、七个号、七个碗，对不对？
It's because you see that there are seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven bowls.
它也告诉我们这个原则。
So it tells us of the same principle.
你看他神每一次继续开的时候，就是开启示给我们的时候，就一定有什么灾难跟着一起来的。
Because you can see that every seal that he broken, and when he shows every signs to us, there is also this great calamity.
因为神要把我们注意力转到他自己的身上，而不是在这个世界上眼睛看得见的事情。
For God wants us to fix our eyes upon Him only and not of this world.
然后我们才会因为看见他，越看越多，越来越清楚，就越来越与主合而为一。
And only then, the more that we see of Him, the more clear we can see of Him, and the more we can become one with Him.
而且这是唯一的生长之路。
And also, this is the only way to grow.
如果我们的眼睛盯在这个灾难，我们开始的时候一定盯在苦难。哎呀，我今天有这个问题，那个问题啊，我今天生病，哎，明天又是什么工作又没了或者什么啊。
And so if we only fix our eyes on these troubles, and we will, we most definitely will. We fix our eyes on the sickness in the beginning. If we fix our eyes on like sicknesses or we lost our jobs or things like that.
那不但神要我们得的启示我们得不到。我们还会因着这些灾难深深陷入仇敌的计算里面。
And if we only, but how we keep on doing that, then not only will we not receive the revelation that God wants us to see, but we also are entrapped by deeper and deeper into the enemy's snares.
神知道这些事情，所以在我们幼小的时候，当我们不能体会神这个奥秘的心意的时候。
And so, and God knows this perfectly, and so that's why when we're still young and when we cannot completely understand, comprehend God's will,
在这些苦难字眼的附近，你就会常常发现警告的这些言语。
So then He, in places near these sufferings, will also have word of a warning.
因为我们常常信主就说啊，信了主什么事都没事，就像拜菩萨一样啊、哦，你今天做这，明天做这，通通。他是我的用人哈，神变成我们的用人。
But oftentimes, when we become believe in the Lord, we felt that like we use Him like our servant. Oh, I want this or I want that.
而且觉得他给我们的都一定是最好的，
就
是不是说最好，就是说最顺利的，最看起来最繁盛的。
And we felt that everything that He'll give to us is all smooth sailing.
没想到神有这么一个深远的这个心意在里面。
And I'm going to ask that God had this very far and deep plan, mysterious plan for us.
就好像希伯来十二章十二节讲，所以你们要把下垂的手、发酸的腿挺起来。
And that's why in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12, it says, "Therefore, strengthen the hands that are weak and the knees that are feeble."
然后十二章十五节又说，又要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩，恐怕有毒根伸出来扰乱你们，因此叫众人沾染污秽。
And in verse 15 it says, "See to it that no one comes short of the grace of God, that no root of bitterness spring up, causes trouble, and by it many be defiled."
如果我们天天祷那三个告，从心底向神祷那三个告，就是我刚才写的。
And if we can each and every day pray those three prayers that we just shared about,from the bottom of our hearts,
你知道，凡是不出于神的就没有。
Because you know that everything that did not come from God, it will go away.
但是每天有抵挡、捆绑不掉的困难，那就是神给我们的益处。
But then, if we encounter things that we cannot bind resist, then we know that's coming, from God.
过了一阵，如果他还在，那你就 take it from the Lord, 啊，就从主的手里接下来。
And then, if after a while it still persists, then you know that it's from the Lord, so you take it from the Lord.
因为如果不是从主来的，他过一阵你天天抵挡捆绑，他就没有了。
Or if it's not coming from the Lord and you keep a bind and resist it each and every day, then over time it will go away.
所以我们最好呢，怎么样？学习以诺，他与主同行，他不掉在仇敌的网络之中，然后神一直到神把他取去，对不对？
And so it's best for us to learn how to walk with the Lord, like Enoch, until God took him away.
如果神今天还不想把我们拿走取去啊
，And if it's not time for God to take us away yet，
那如果我们天天是这样与主同心同行，在地上过的日子也会是一个什么脱离败坏辖制进入神儿女荣耀的自由的日子。
And so if God decided not to take us away yet, then we shall walk with the Lord with the same heart and same mind. Then the days in which we walk on this earth will be just like the title, what the title of this message is, which is to creation will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the liberty of the glory of the children of God.
不应还有一张，最后一张，我们大家一起念好不好？因为这是我们的今天就可以预尝的美妙的这个结局哈。
So let's read this, this together because it's so important for it. This is something that we can taste this, the today, this wonderful ending that we could taste today.
脱离败坏的辖制，进入神儿女荣耀的自由。
The creation will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the liberty of the glory of the children of God.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们天天跟着主走的时候，他就真正成为我们的头了，我们真正成为他的肢体了。
For if we can walk with him each and every day, then he can truly become our head, and we can truly become his body. Become member of his body.
那你就知道，他爱的我们也爱，他不爱的我们也不爱了。不是这个人喜欢，那个人喜欢，所以我就听人的话，就完全听神的话。
And you discover that whatever God loves, we love, and whatever God despises, we despise as well, and we love not because somebody else loves.
我们在教会，我们在我们的生命里面，个人的生命里面，家庭里面，教会里面的做法、走法、活法。都完全照圣经上的话来讲。
And this way, then we can live our life that's according to the, exactly according to the Bible in our daily lives, in our family life, as well as in our church life.
这就是我们在主里的荣耀的自由。
And that is the glorious freedom, liberty that we have in our Lord.
我们就开始进入他定规要给我们那个灿烂的前程。
And then we shall then start to enter into that glorious future that he had for us.
你看，我讲到这里，我就想到那个约伯的结束就是这么回事。
And so when we talk about this, I thought about the ending for Job.
约伯的经历，我想我们没有一个人像他这么惨痛吧。
And I think his experience, what he went through, I don't think any of us could match.
但是你看他到最后所有的事情都 double portion, 就是双倍的祝福。
But yet, in the end, you can see that this was double portion.
因为他长到了这个结局了。
For he had matured and reached that end.
所以我们每个人都要背起我们的十字架跟随主。
So every one of us should take up our own cross to follow the Lord.
天天与主同心同行。
And to follow and to walk with our Lord with the same heart and walk.
我们现在看看全世界各地的情势啊。
And if we take a look at what's going on in the world today,
我看他让我们真正进入这个美好结局的日子也不会太远了。
And I truly feel that the time for him to, in which we shall enter it into this wonderful end of this future is not that far away.
And
we pray that he will come soon.
好，我们叫大家一起结束祷告。如果你有感动，就请你带我们做结束，就是一起祷告。我们可以祷告短一点，但最后我来结束。
And so let's into congregational prayer. So if you are moved, please feel free to pray, and then I will end the congregational prayer.